verse 1. Matthew 4, looking at verse 1. When you got it, say, I got it. You need a minute, say, hold on. Amen. Holding. Holding. Gone. Matthew, the 4th chapter, first verse says, then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, if you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. Jesus answered, it is written, then shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. If you are the Son of God, he said, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. Jesus answered, it is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test. Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the splendor. All this I will give to you, he said, if you will bow down and worship me. Jesus said to him, away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Then the devil left him, and the angels came and attended him. Looking at verse 1, then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted. I want to preach this morning on this first Sunday of Lenten season. I want to preach on the sermon topic, winning while in the wilderness. Look at somebody, tell them, I'm still going to get the victory. Winning while in the wilderness. Past few months, y'all, I've been watching and conversing with friends and even some folks on Instagram and even church members who I have been watching lose significant amounts of weight on this diet called keto. Keto, it is a diet that forces the body to burn fat rather than carbohydrates. And that the body actually, at a point, produces small few molecules called ketones, which is an alternative fuel source when blood sugar or glucose is in short supply. Anybody heard of it, keto? And I've been watching friends and watching folks on Instagram and watching folks even in church who have been on this diet, and they have been losing major amounts of weight. And as I have observed these amazing results for myself, I have been contemplating trying this keto thing out for myself. You know, I know I've lost some pounds, but it's always that last few that you really want to get off, that last 10 to 15. It just, you wake up in the morning, it just sits and looks at you. You just, no matter what you do, increase cardio and try to create a better healthy lifestyle. But for some reason, it's just ignorant and stubborn. And it ain't going nowhere. Body snatches. And so I was contemplating how to get this extra weight off, Sister April. And that was up until I found out exactly what you can't eat on keto. I don't know. There's just some things that I'm not sure I'm ready to hand over without a fight. Some things I'm not sure I can actually live without. There are some things I just can't imagine having to get rid of out of my diet. And this is the real challenge. Even stuff I thought was healthy was on the list. Stuff I thought I was doing good with, stuff I thought was helping me out, is actually stuff that they telling me I can't have. So at this point, although I have seen the results with my own eyes, I have decided forego this keto diet. Because the truth is, I'm not ready. Or I'm not disciplined enough. And as I was having this conversation with myself while looking at the 10, 15 pounds in the mirror, God shared with me that that is part of the problem for many of us who have gotten the results or haven't gotten the results we've been looking for in our spiritual and our personal lives. God is calling us to an abundant and a prosperous life, but what it will take, we aren't always willing to do. So we find ourselves living beneath and not above God's expectations for us because there are some things that we aren't sure we want to hand over without a fight. Some things that we aren't sure we can live without. Some things that we just can't imagine having to get rid of. But if there is ever a season where we can change this, it's during the Lent season, the period which is most commonly thought of as a symbol of the 40 days and nights Jesus spent battling the temptations of the devil in the wilderness. Jesus required the discipline necessary. Listen, the discipline necessary in the wilderness so that he could handle the tears in the garden. The betrayal by his disciples, the beaten in jail, the nails on the cross, and the battle with death in the grave. It was in the wilderness that Jesus gained the self-control that he would need in order to become not just Jesus of Nazareth, but actually Jesus the Christ. And Lent season for Christians is almost like keto. It challenges us and breaks us in order that we might produce this thing called discipline to help assist us in overcoming temptations and enticements. Keto, or ketones, is designed to burn fat, while discipline is designed to burn sin. And just like ketones, discipline function is to take away those unwanted things that attempt to derail and destroy our spiritual growth. And so during the Lent season, through fasting and prayer, it is where we allow our divine desires to supersede our natural desires. It's the chance to wage war over what our flesh wants by submitting ourselves to God's will. It's where we put on our spiritual armor and get in the weight room to gain the muscles we need to lift and carry the purpose that God has given each and every one of us. Look at somebody, tell them, I need more discipline. That's what we need. Lent season is more than just about what we have to give up, but it is a moment to gain more clarity, more understanding, more direction. It's an opportunity for all of us to move closer to the purpose God has for each one of us. My prayer for you this morning, my prayer for every single person that is sitting right here at COH or watching online is that we won't allow this Lent season to go by without willing to be a participant and asking God to show us what areas we need more discipline in. Because I don't care how disciplined you are, we all got something. We all got an area that we struggle in that is trying to tear us down, and we need just a little more discipline to get things right. Let this Lent season be the training ground to your breakthrough. Let this Lent season be the war room to your liberation. Because if you don't, lack of discipline will cost you. Matter of fact, lack of discipline is the culprit for much of the troubles we experience in our lives. Lack of discipline will ruin good relationships. Lack of discipline will hold bad habits hostage. Lack of discipline will keep us in debt. Lack of discipline will hurt those we say that we love. Lack of discipline will put the wrong people in our circle. Lack of discipline will destroy our character and assassinate our integrity and discredit our testimonies. Lack of discipline will limit our possibilities. Lack of discipline will shortchange our successes. Lack of discipline will both mishandle our miracles and dodge our blessings. Lack of discipline will cause us to lose the very things that we crave for God to give to us. Every promise we believe God has for us will require some kind of discipline, some kind of self-control. And the greater the promise, the greater the level of discipline we will have to practice in order to see the evidence of the promise. And any and every chance, declare this, that the enemy gets, he's going to do everything he can to attack, tempt, and distract us so that we give up on God's promises for our lives. And the greatest weapon in our spiritual arsenal against those assaults is the weapon of discipline. Look at somebody, tell them, I need no discipline. That's all it is. I know you want me to shout you this morning, but I need to grow you this morning. Tell another person, I need more discipline. Now, so this Lent season, shut down some social media. Turn off some televisions. Forbid yourself from some favorite foods. Cut some negative conversations. Put a halt to some bad habits. Postpone some desired but undeserving relationships. In order that you might gain the discipline that's required to elevate you to another level. Because where you are ain't where you're supposed to be. And the wilderness you're in ain't the wilderness that you're supposed to be laying in. Look at somebody telling them, I'm winning while I'm in the wilderness. Let me help y'all here, show y'all something in the text. The first thing I believe that we have to understand, when you find yourself in the wilderness, the first thing you have to understand is that some wildernesses in that we're in aren't an attack, but an assignment. Look at somebody telling them, I'm supposed to be here. Okay, let me help y'all. The challenge when we find ourselves in the wilderness is wanting to blame somebody for why we found ourselves in such a desolate, isolated, and lonely place. Somebody's got to be held responsible for the wilderness that we found ourselves in. It must be the enemy who would ever take us to a wilderness. But that's not always the truth. Y'all don't believe me? In verse 1 of the text, it says, Jesus, full of the Spirit, left the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Doesn't say that the enemy came out of nowhere and forced Jesus to the wilderness, but it was the Spirit of God that did the leading. In other words, the wilderness is not always a place that the enemy has formed against us, but many times it is a place that God in his infinite wisdom has assigned to us. The wilderness that you find yourself in sometimes is the very assignment that God has given you. We can't keep expecting to walk fully in our destiny until we learn how to be disciplined in our wilderness. We can't want the promise without wanting to endure the challenging parts of the process that are required to receive the promise. That is what Lent helps us to do. It is God separating us from stuff so that we can practice the discipline needed to surrender ourselves totally to God's will. We can't always want to escape our wilderness. We can't always want to run from our wilderness. We can't always want to ask God to take us out of the wilderness. Can I tell y'all something that I know none of us want to hear? Sometimes the only way God can get us out of the wilderness is to actually take us through a wilderness. There's some stuff that the only way it's going to get out of you is you're going to have to go through it so that God can do what God needs to do. God himself will take our hands and lead us to the same place he is trying to deliver us out of. One of my good friends, Pastor Darrell Williams, posted on Instagram that Lent is not a diet plan. It's a deliverance plan. In other words, it's not just about what we can give up for 40 days. It's about what God can take away for a lifetime. There's some stuff that we've given up during Lent that we don't need to pick back up. Look at somebody telling them, this ain't an attack. This is my assignment. And the only way you can get out of the wilderness is to complete your assignment. The truth is that some of us are still in our wilderness because we haven't completed the wilderness assignment with a passing grade. And the only thing that will help you pass this test is the discipline needed to stop failing God, failing yourself, and failing your purpose. The Bible says a man without self-control is like a city broken and left without walls. In other words, if we had no discipline or self-control, we are wide open to all kinds of attacks from the enemy that we will not be able to handle nor sustain. But with discipline, y'all, listen, God is building up some walls in us that the enemy will never be able to penetrate or destroy. Some walls that keep us safe. Some walls that we know that God is in the presence of. Some walls that take us out of harm's way. Some walls that are protecting our very anointing. And I don't know who I'm talking to, but when you build up walls for yourself, you are also building walls that will protect your children, cover your family, bless your marriage, your health, your finances. There's some walls that's got to be built, and the only way they get built is with discipline. It's my assignment. Second thing, though, is that we have to understand is if we're going to win in the wilderness, we have to recognize that easy gains come with hard losses. This is going to be hard, and I already know y'all don't want to hear it. Pastor will be back next Sunday. That's what Jesus understood and why discipline kept him from playing himself out of position. The three things the devil offered Jesus was an easy gain. All of it was immediate gratification. Turn the stone into bread because you're hungry. Worship me and I give you everything that you see. Prove that you are who you say you are. Everything was about what could be done in the moment. Wow. But no matter what, Jesus turned it down, the answer with what he would lose from doing what the devil asked him. It is the easiest thing to gain, but not realizing what you're going to lose. Thing we got to recognize in our lives is that the devil will always tempt us with what is readily available. He will never tempt us with things that will take time. He will never tempt you with things that you got to wait for. He will always give you what you can have access to. He tempts us with things that will make us lose more than we will gain and relinquish more than we will receive. We lost marriages. We lost friendships. We lost relationships because of what we thought was an easy gain. If we're honest, we lost freedom. We lost security. We lost stability because of what we thought was an easy gain. We lost careers. We lost houses. We lost money because of what we thought was an easy gain. We lost reputations. We lost credibility. And we even lost trust because of what? Because of what we thought was an easy gain. Lack of discipline will lead us to forfeiting a future crown that's replaced by a desired present. In other words, the enemy will always show us what we can see so that we'll give up what God has crowned us up ahead. Look at somebody telling, if it's too easy, it ain't God. The greater the destiny, the more difficult it will take to get there. And anything that's difficult will take discipline, while anything easy will only take a moment of accessibility. And the devil will always create an opportunity to easily capitalize on things that aren't of God. Sometimes the simplest question you could ask yourself to keep from falling for the tricks of the enemy is this one simple question: how easy is this? How easy is it for me to get this? How easy is it for me to desire and receive this? There's some things you already know it's not God because it's just too easy. Discipline keeps us from desiring the latest thing, the greatest thing, the newest thing, the prettiest thing, the quickest thing. Discipline holds us accountable. Discipline makes us responsible. Hebrews 12:11 says, no discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful later on, however, it produces a harvest, listening, of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. In other words, although we don't always like discipline, it gives us something that we all want and need, peace. It assures us that we don't have to keep looking over our backs. It assures us that we don't have to keep waiting for karma to finally knock on our door. It assures us that we don't have to wait for the other shoe to drop. It's the easiest that has us the most worried. Matter of fact, the easiest thing you got is the thing that got you worried right now. But the hard, the difficult things that require discipline are the things that when you get it, you got a peace about because you know what you did to get it. Let me help y'all here. I'm going to close right here. There are two wildernesses in the Bible. There are two. One wilderness was the Israelites. A trip that should have took 40 days. 11 days, I'm sorry. Took 40 years. Why? Because they lacked discipline. And with Jesus, a wilderness that should have took 40 days, took 40 days. And watch this. As soon as Jesus got out of the wilderness, he started his covenant ministry. In other words, the only thing between the wilderness and your destination is your discipline. You want to get to where God has you to go? Be disciplined. I was y'all already know I shared this with y'all because I can somber now. I was in Brazil. And I was at the airport on our way headed home, and I got a text from American Airlines. Said, your flight has been delayed. And I got to the airport. I didn't got there like, 2 hours early. All right, I got there like an hour early. Might have been like 45 minutes or something like that. That I got there, so I ran up to the door to see what was going on. And I saw it wasn't just my flight, it was other flights that were delayed too. Not all of them, but I was just kind of wondering. So I go up to the teller, the ticket counter, I go talk to the sister there, and I'm like, listen, I got a flight supposed to get out of here. I got a connecting flight too. It says it's delayed, what's going on? I said, I'm looking outside, skies are clear, ain't no drama, I don't see nothing that should be holding the claims down. And because it's more than just my claim, I know that it's not like a malfunction of the claim. Something's going on. Can you share with me what's going on? I need to get on this flight. She said, sir, I apologize. I understand the inconvenience. She said that we got a call from the tower. And she said the tower lets us know that there is a shift in the atmosphere of the head. And she said because of the shift in the atmosphere, she said, I know it looks okay, but the tower understands that if I let the flight go, that even though it has a destination, it may not make it. Said, so it's up to the tower to decide whether the atmosphere is conducive to allow the plane to get to its destination. And if there's anything that's blocking it, the tower makes a decision to keep the plane on the ground. Y'all missed that. God is looking at some of us right now from the tower. He's recognizing that the atmosphere is not conducive because we are not disciplined enough to hold on to where he's trying to take us. And so instead of us self-destructing, he holds us back. Some of us are upset, mad at God because we feel like we've been delayed. When the reality is, if God lets you go, you'd be dead. Sometimes the reason you are where you are is because God is infinite in his wisdom to know that you can't handle where he's about to take you. And until you can prove it in the wilderness, he can't take you to your next level destination. I'm trying to help somebody here understand. If you want to get to your next level, get disciplined. Discipline yourself. Tell yourself, this ain't for me. You know the three things that Jesus basically told the devil? Can I share it with y'all real quick? Y'all can see it in the scripture. I'm going to show you three things he basically told the enemy that kept him disciplined. The first thing was this. No. Then he said, for the second time, no. Y'all know what he said the last time, Doc? No. Sometimes the easiest part of discipline is just telling somebody no. Because you already know in your spirit that that's not what God would have for you. And you are setting yourself up to delay what God has for you. Look at somebody telling them, I need more discipline. I need discipline in school. I need more discipline with my family. I need more discipline in my marriage. I need no discipline with my mouth. I need more discipline with my actions. I'm not talking to somebody. I need more discipline. Because see, it's easy. It's easy to point out what's wrong with somebody else when it's visible. But you got the hidden stuff that you dealing with. The stuff can't nobody see. But you need discipline because it's wrecking your house and it's wrecking your mind. It's wrecking your family. It's wrecking your finances. It's wrecking your health. Some of us, it's the discipline. We ask God, God, I don't want to be sick no more. God takes us out from being sick, but then we go back into eating and putting stuff into our bodies that we know is making us sick. That's not discipline. That's destruction. Let this Lent season be the thing that prepares you to go to the next level. Let this Lent season be the thing that you see in yourself that tells you, you know what? There is another level for me. Let this Lent season be the thing that helps you to recognize. You want to know how you know you've won in the wilderness? Can I tell y'all real quick how you know you've won in the wilderness? When you get out the wilderness. The wilderness that God assigns for you is not for you to stay. The same spirit that led Jesus in is the same spirit that led him out. The wilderness is an assignment to prepare you for the next thing. And when God knows you are prepared and ready because of the discipline you have, you will see what God has for you next. Standing all over the church. Look, somebody tell them, I'm getting more discipline. That's what I'm doing.